something that she and I could have possibly done and still might be able to do together.
Hallelujah.
Pertaining to work in Alexandria. But I see the moving of the Spirit between us. And
hallelujah.
I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful for you all. And I also want to say that I am standing in proxy with the lady from Washington State. I grew up in Washington State.
Yes, Lord.
And,
yes.
And I'm standing with her on,
yes.
on her request and her blessings that
yes.
that's on the way.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
And so I've tried to get through, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. But it worked out this morning, and I just thank the Lord for both of you. I love you with the love of Christ, and
yes.
thank you
yes.
for letting me share, and thank you for being a blessing to me.
Thank you,
thank
Sister Zomia. God bless you. You're not a stranger. Feel free to call anytime. Okay?
Anytime.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you now.
God bless you.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
You too now.
Thank you. All right. Amen. To our family and friends out there, again, we want to remind you we're going to be going to the Hilltop Nursing Home tomorrow from 9:30 to 10. I'd like to invite you.
Every Sunday, Bishop.
Every Sunday. Every Sunday from 9:30 till 10:30. Amen. So that means that if your service doesn't start till about 11 or whatever, amen, come on by and get with Bishop Townsend, Minister Mildred, and we thank God for Minister Charles Lee.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Minister Charles Lee, amen, who is part of our ministry now. Amen. We thank God for him who told us about that, because these are things that Minister Mildred and myself love to do. You mm-hmm. know, we, you know, as I said before, Jesus said when you've done it to the least
one of
these.
That's what I love about it.
And the problem mm-hmm. is, amen, you know what? Too many of us have let the pulpit become our pitfall.
Looking for the pulpit.
Too many of us have allowed the pulpit to become our pitfall. If we ain't got a pulpit to get up in, we think that we ain't meet. Well, Bishop, God ain't called me to do it. Yes, he have.
Yes,
you just ain't.
Has.
You just don't want to do it because ain't no money in it.
That's it. Bishop, you're making it plain.
I don't
making
mind,
it true.
I don't mind busting
Amen.
The devil's bubble.
Amen.
You don't want to do it because ain't no money in mm-hmm. it. But I can tell you this. Your day going to come.
Hallelujah.
Your day going to come.
But when you can be a blessing, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So listen, come on out to the Hilltop.
That's it.
With us.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
And listen, maybe you can render an A or B selection.
Come on.
To bless these people.
That's
Amen.
Right.
They're looking for love.
Love.
Amen.
L-O-V.
Agape. Can I tell you what? These are the kind of seeds when God, with the false prophets don't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you for them.
Okay.
Got a need, sow this kind of seed.
Come on, Bishop. We know now. That's why we're doing
if
it. We know.
Got a need, sow
Hallelujah.
This kind of seed. Hilltop tomorrow.
Amen.
Hilltop Nursing Home on Edgewood Drive with Bishop Townsend,
Pine
Minister
Bale,
Mildred,
Louisiana.
And Minister Charles Lee. We're going to be there. We're inviting you to come. Amen with us. Anything else, Minister Mildred?
Amen, Bishop. We just thank and praise God, even for the opening of that door. We were just excited because we love God. We love God's people. How can you say you love God when you don't love his people? Something wrong. Something wrong.
Amen. We're going to be around the station, going to give you a number that you can call immediately after we go off the air in Jesus' name. We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Listen, we live. While we have a chance, we'll serve the Lord. My wife is here tonight, Sister Rose. Amen. That's my son, youngest, my little boy on the piano. The book of Matthew, the 16th chapter. chapter 13, verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Amen. Talk about tonight the nature of the church. Subtopic. But the real subject is upon this rock. Upon this rock. The definition for church tonight is the community of all true believers for all time. Time that's past and gone in the Old Testament, as well as presently today. Now this definition understands the church to be made of all those who are truly saved. Amen. Because you know we got some folks in church, just church school. Amen. They go to church. And that goes for preachers and deacons and everybody else. They have selected times and places to go. Amen. Always look for some light over me because the light, amen. Paul said that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. It is an institution used to apply to all those redeemed and saved by faith of the death of Christ as well as his resurrection. Amen. Talking about upon this rock. The Bible tells us that it must and it does include all true believers. For all time, both Old and New Testament.
All right.
So you remember upon the mountain of transfiguration, Moses and Elijah met Jesus. That allows our curiosity tonight for those that believe when you did you not. So God is so great, he had a plan that he would exalt his Son to the highest position of authority for the sake of the church. Amen. He put all things under his feet and made him head over all things of the church. Can somebody get in there running it tonight? Jesus is head. Amen. I say all the time, if Jerusalem would give themselves to me, a great new Bethlehem, I would know what to do with them. Amen. I don't have room enough for them in my heart. So what can I do with the church? Amen. Other than issue the word of God for their hearing. Amen. Now Jesus built the church by calling people. No one comes unto me except my Father draws them. Amen. I want to help somebody tonight because we have people that go to the church, but don't know the purpose of being there. We got some that go and don't know how to pray.
Scripture before.